Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Students for USU Eastern. And man, we're getting ready to start, I guess they call it spring semester, even though it starts in January, right, Kevin?
You got it. Yep, spring on a January start.
So we're going to kind of give a rundown of what's going on up there. You know, it's never too late to register for classes. Well, I guess the last week of classes, it might be a little too late to register for that semester anyway. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about financial aid, scholarship opportunities, all of that stuff. That's why we brought Kevin in. He's the man with the plan and the know. So, Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
These are really good and informative things that we feel like people need to know about and talk about and get them out there. And we just before we came on the air, we talked about the fact that you guys are kind of back to a normal schedule now. Last year, you waited, was after Martin Luther King Day to start?
Yes, yeah, so we had a delayed start for spring, and it's good to be back. And
good to be back.
So have a normal semester.
So when does classwork begin up there?
Yep, so we'll begin on January 10th.
So it's right around the corner. It's hard to believe to say that it's right around the corner, but yeah, January's like 2 weeks away.
It is coming, whether we want it to or not.
Whether we want it or not, that's absolutely right. So the other thing that, you know, people always have questions about or anything like that, and you guys have finally, you kind of have it all under one roof now as far as registration and advising and financial aid and all of that stuff. So those things are all still available, and that's what they're there for, is to answer any questions that you may have, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Any questions you have about USU Eastern, please come to our one stop. If you have questions about admissions, about coursework, scholarships, they're there to help you out. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and would love to give you assistance.
And I think that that's another important question that people always seem to have this time of year is financial aid. It's one of those things that, you know, it is not inexpensive, let's say, to go to school to get that degree. And there are ways to help everybody out. And you have financial aid and you have scholarships. And scholarships are available still for spring semester, correct?
Yeah, so we still have some scholarships available. And the cool thing about our scholarship process, it's one application. And so you apply once for our scholarships, and we'll weigh your application against all the dollars available and award what you're eligible for.
And so really, if that's the case, you've simplified that.
Going to college is challenging enough, and so getting into college should be as easy as possible. And so we do our best to try to make it easy to get students where they want to be and help them attend college and earn an education.
Save all the difficult work for when classwork begins.
Yeah, the professors will keep them busy.
So, and that's the great thing. And once again, you said you have your one-stop student services there. And so if someone's going in and they're green, say they're a returning student or even a first-time student, where should their first stop be?
Yeah, so if they need to apply, I would direct them to our website and click. There's a big radio button on our website that says apply now. So I would encourage them to apply. If they're a returning student, they're probably on a we call it a leave of absence. So they just need to reactivate their account, and their first call should be our one stop, and our admission specialist team can help them reactivate their account and get back into classes.
So the first thing that you've got to do is apply for, basically you're applying for admission, correct?
Correct.
Is that what
yep.
it is? So once that admissions process is done and gone through, then give them go down to One Stop Student Services and start, you can start the entire process really. And I don't know if they're telling you, okay, probably the first thing to do would be to create a schedule. Would that be the easiest thing? Because then you know what you're going to need financial-wise, right?
Yep, you got it. So after you're admitted, and so you've gone through the application process, the next step is to register for classes. Once you register for classes, you'll have a tuition and fee balance due, and then you can work on paying your balance. And that's where financial aid and scholarships come in to help pay for college.
And the other thing that people need to realize, too, what a treasure and what a value we have with USU Eastern right here.
Oh, it's amazing. You get a Utah State University degree at half the cost, really.
And we've talked about this before. My wife is an Aggie. She graduated with her bachelor's degree, and she was right here the whole time.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, you can get a certificate, an associate's, a bachelor's, a master's. We offer PhDs on our campus, and so no sense going anywhere else if you're looking for a credential or a skill set, we have what you need.
Especially in the wintertime. Who wants to drive to Logan, right? No offense to Logan and Utah State, but...
Yeah, if we can keep you out of the canyon during the winter, all the better.
That's always a good thing. So go and check it out, really. If you're thinking... I mean, and I guess this is how we'll kind of end the interview, Kevin, is if someone is thinking, is sitting on the fence thinking, you know what, maybe I should make this leap. Tell people how simple and easy it is to get that toe in the water, so to speak, and get started at USU Eastern.
Yeah, what I would encourage them to do is really connect with our Welcome Center. So Krista Hepworth or Cameron West, and they can give them a tour of campus. They can show them around, show them our buildings, show them our programs, and help them get a sense to see if USU Eastern's a good fit for them, because that's really the key. We want students to feel comfortable and excited about coming and studying with us. And if you're on the fence, come check us out. We offer tours every day, and you can schedule those at your leisure or what fits your schedule, and we'll show you around campus.
And you know, the one thing that this campus here has always been, and it doesn't matter what the name of it was, it is a great campus for traditional and non-traditional students. It seems like the non-traditional student just fits in here. It just does for some reason. That the campus is very welcoming to non-traditionals. And are you still seeing that as far as your non-traditional students?
Yes, absolutely. One thing that I really love is we have the smaller class sizes. I know you hear that a lot when it comes to higher education. But our average class size is anywhere from 15 to 20 students. And you're working face-to-face, hand-in-hand with PhD, full-fledged faculty members who are truly, truly invested and committed to your growth and performance and education.
So if you're thinking about it, you know what? There is no better time to get started, even if you're getting started back into your education, or if you're just thinking of starting up your education right now. And if you're here, do it at USU Eastern. Kevin, if anybody has any questions, is the website the best place? Is a quick phone call going to help them? What's the best thing to do?
I would direct them to the website.
Okay.
And so, yeah, please visit eastern.usu.edu. And from there, if you want admissions information, click on the admissions tab. If you want to visit campus, click on the visit campus tab. If you want to apply, there's a big apply now button. So click on that. And if you get stuck, there's a directory, and I would direct you to... You're more than welcome to look me up and give me a phone call.
All right. And once again, you're never too late. It's never too early to get started. And classes start up once again. Is it January 10th, right?
January 10th.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. We're going to let you get back up there. And happy holidays to you and everybody up there, okay?
You as well, Dave. Thanks, everybody.
That's Kevin Hurst, Director of Students at USU Eastern. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, Castle Country Radio. Radio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.